Hi guys. I am super excited for this week's episode. I've been very consistent. I think this is like my fourth episode in a row, and you know, I took like breaks and stuff. I had some technical difficulties. I had that whole thing at the beginning of my journey where I couldn't record for like 3 weeks, but we're here. And I feel like God comes to me and puts something on my heart every week, and it is 11:50 on Wednesday night. I'm off of Celsius, and I'm ready to speak. The vibes are high. The mood is high. I'm very jittery. So I felt like it was a good time to come on here. I think this episode will be pretty short because what I have to say isn't like crazy. You know, when I'm here by myself, the last few episodes have just been me like giving you guys a little spiel on what's going on in my personal life. But I do have a message. I want to touch some people. I don't know who needs to hear it, but we're going to get into that in a minute. First, per usual, I want to do the music segment. I have to talk about Bryson Tiller's self-titled album. I have been going to sleep to it every night for like the past 4 days. I have like 7, 8, 9. How many? Like 9. It's 17 tracks, I think. It's 19 tracks. I have like 9 favorite songs. Guys, it's so good. I'm just gonna play a little bit of each of my favorite songs and tell you why I like it and what they mean to me. Because this album is just so special in so many different regards, but like this is very important to all of the fans who have been waiting and listening to his projects on SoundCloud, waiting for the album to get cleared. Like, I have been here all year sitting and waiting patiently, and we got a little bit of something. He dabbled in every single genre you could think of. He did a little bit of like rock and roll and a more southern kind of country vibe on the stuff that he did on SoundCloud. So we didn't get those. A lot of those songs didn't get cleared, unfortunately. But you can always, it's free, go on SoundCloud and support him over there as well, because he's been putting in that work every Tuesday. And then he has Tiller Tuesday, he has Weirdo Wednesday, he has something that he be doing on Thursday. He just make up names for stuff when he drops stuff late. If you don't drop it on Tuesday, he calls it Weirdo Wednesday and all that. But he's really been working hard, and I want to give him his 10s. So here we go. First favorite, Stay Gold. Don't you know, girl, your call, I'm about to lose control. You know we're tied by souls, more than worth your way. Go, girl. Hello? Hello. Hello. Okay, let's talk about the pin. You know we're tied by soul. Don't play. Don't play with me. Oh my goodness. So this is the only one I think, other than Whatever She Want, that got cleared from his Slum Tiller project. Slum Tiller? Oh my gosh, no. Now I want to play that. Okay. Slum Tiller is fantastical. Magical perfection. Okay, guys. Yeah, let's recalculate it. We got something going on. Okay, so I'm going to play you guys Koi and Big Spender off of, or should I do Django? I don't know. I'm going to do 3 on here. 3 on the album. Let's go. Koi. Just wait for the beat. Just wait for the beat. Chris Rowe going to be the reason we going to blow. Boom. Bustin' out the head, boy. Like I'm CB, I made a bed for it. Now she on my head for it. She poppin' like... I don't even know what to say. Y'all better be lucky he's not a full-time rapper and this baby be singing. This is crazy. Like, his rapping is his rap skills are actually out of the park. Like, What If She Want blew. It blew. And that wasn't even the best song on the project. That was like one of the last songs that he put out, and it was like one that blew up. But girl, Big Spender, hold on. Nah, tripping out, baby, what you doing all late in the club? Girl, you know I'm finna do my cake. Brody said don't be saving that bitch, but you know I brought my cabinet, bitch. Only reason why I came in this bitch. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in this bitch. girl. I mean, don't. I have no words. I have no words. This episode basically first have Bryson Tiller appraisal. Like, I mean, come on. Let me tell you a little story real quick. I have loved Bryson for a very long time. I actually got to see him in concert last year. It was insane. He's going on concert again. I mean, he's going on tour. He's going on tour again. And I can't see it. I'm really sad because of my internship. But, like, my friend was like, girl, we saw him last year. And I'm like, but he has a new album. Like, what I would do. I'm getting ahead of myself. I got to play that. I got to play that song for y'all, too. But what I would do to hear some of these new songs live, like, oh, gosh. It doesn't, the dates don't correlate. So I've been trying to see what I can do for concerts, concert-wise, like, while I'm there. Because I'm going to be working, but my weekends are mine. And even some weekdays, if I don't have to come in, because it's like, hybrid schedule. I'm going to be living there, obviously, because I need to, like, be there physically. But, like, hybrid, if he gives us the day to do the work on our own, if I finish my work, I could go out at night. So, you know, I've been trying to see what I could do, but the dates don't correlate. It's really weird. Like, when I have to leave my city, my hometown, he will be there, so I won't be able to see him. But then when he's in, he'll be in Chicago before I get to Chicago, basically. And when he's in my hometown, I will be in Chicago. So the dates don't work. Like, the dates don't work. And it's so... Oh, it's so sad. Like, why wouldn't you go to Detroit first? Oh my gosh, it just makes me so sad. But, you know, anyway, he's been going hard in the paint, and I've been into him for a long time. Me and one of my closest friends, she used to love him, like, as much as I love Eric, and we would share our love for the two. Like, I put her on Eric, she put me on Bryson, and we were, like, deep. And in the process, like, she learned most of Eric's songs. I learned, like, most of Bryson's songs. And as of late, he's been, like, my favorite artist this year. Like, him, Party. I say Bryson, Party, and Beyonce are, like, my favorite artists of the year currently. Like, I've been deep in everybody's bag, but I just can't seem to be. The things that they're doing for music right now are literally blowing my mind. Bryson, killing it. Party, scare me a little bit. Like, the album cover threw me off real bad, but we all know how I feel about Beyonce. But I love Party Next Door too. He's been, like, he's probably, like, one of my most played artists this year. I'm thinking, like, top five for sure. But I'm gonna play one more track off of Slum Tiller, and then we're gonna go back to the album so I can play my current favorites off of there.
You can't treat him like any of the other niggas around here, because he ain't like any of the other niggas around here. You got it?
I just woke up 1 a.m. like Richie, what's the move? Slip 100K jewelry on them, bust a move. 20 bands about to save a meal, thumb and thumb. I heard about my exes and I hope I run into them.
Hey, talk, yo, bro. I heard both my exes in here. Hope I run into him. Yeah, exactly. He just knows what to say. He exudes confidence. Like I said in the last episode, confidence speaks volumes. And when an artist, I have a thing about music, and music already makes me feel confident. Like, I don't care what the topic is. If somebody else is telling my story for me, and it empowers me when I'm able to sing it. I don't know, it's something about it. So when an artist is talking that talk on the track, I don't know. Me and confidence in music, I really do love it. But anyway, yeah, I've been feeling Stay Gold. That was the stuff off of Slum Tiller. But I've been feeling Stay Gold. I'm going to play. Oh, this is so hard. Guys, you just don't understand. Okay, I'm going to play. Okay. This is the one that I've probably listened to the most this week. This is No Thank You. Off of the new album.
Bad, yeah, you fine. Put tequila on pause, you drinking white wine. But still ain't wine, I hope you know that. You say stop making fun of you, I'll go back to them stained calls. To them girls that wear a bracelet on their ankles. To them Instagram models who only worry about the hangers. No, thank you. I know what I got, it ain't an angel. But I wouldn't trade your ass for no one. Even on your words, say I thank you. Loving me.
Come on. I don't know, guys. I mean, I just really, I can't tell you how much these songs mean to me. They put me in a vibe that that is inexplicable. It really is. This has become one of my favorite songs of all time. Undertow is the most passionate, like, you don't get me started. This is like one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life. just listen. I have nothing else to say. I think that that is one of the most beautiful, romantic, compassionate, intimate songs that I've ever heard in my life. And I think that you guys should go give everything that you heard today a stream. If you like it, you should go listen to more, because that's the vibe of the entire album. It's just, it's feelings, it's flirty, it's party, it's crazy, it's everything you can imagine. He doesn't miss. And go check out Slum Tiller 2 on SoundCloud. Check out Tiller Tuesdays. Check out everything. Check Bryson out. I love him so much. But moving on. Moving on from the music and moving into the reflection of the week. Baby, if the final week of classes and finals week has taught me anything, this is my second time doing it. No, it hasn't gotten easier. Today, I found myself having a mental breakdown because I missed dinner. I think that the most important thing that I've learned this week is to exercise discipline, because you'll feel better about yourself. I mean, I was like, girl, after a tornado warning, we had a tornado warning. I was like, oh, girl, like the rain, the weather had me on a high today. I mean, I was all over the place, but I try not to be too much of a Debbie Downer. So I was like, okay, maybe if I just go to tutoring and don't slack off, I'll feel better about myself. And I did. And then I missed dinner and I had a mental breakdown on the phone with my mama. It was a whole thing. But I learned, bright side, I got my work out of the way. So I did what I needed to do for myself. And even though I missed dinner, I made ends meet. I got some chicken tenders. And, you know, life of a college student. I mean, I feel like that's a pretty big win for me. You know, I'm taking everything as it comes. All wins are wins. Count them all. You need to rack them up like tokens in a game like this, in a climate like this. It's a hard week to be a student. It really is. But I think I'm persevering. I say I'm holding my weight pretty well. I made it through a whole year. I don't even know how that's possible. I can't believe I did it. But I made it through a whole year. Hopefully only 3 more to go. But I think I'm gonna be okay. I think I'm gonna be okay. But yes. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of the episode, because this has been something that has been heavy on my heart. You guys know that I've been in therapy, and I have this whole thing about breaking down stigmas, especially in the Black community. I want us to all know that healing is important. We have a lot more trauma as Black people, through lineage, through generations. Like, it's a thing, and I think that our generation being the most prominent and trying to break generational curses is a really beautiful thing, and I think that we're doing a really good job at it. So me being in therapy and just trying to better myself, I've been really big on self-betterment, no matter what that looks like, no matter how hard I tried, and even if it wasn't paying off at the time because I was making poor choices in my personal life, like, I still wanted to get better. And then this year, a lot changed for me. Like, my mental did a full 360. I got a lot more comfortable in myself. I did things that I would never even do. I had wanted to start this podcast for like a year and a half, didn't do it, finally did it this year. My hair was damaged. I decided to cut it off. I would have never done that last year. No way in the world. Like, nobody could have convinced me to do that. Even if it was necessary, I probably wouldn't have done it. But I was done hiding. You know, I have a voice. I want to use it. If being in college has taught me anything, it's like, you know what, I had an episode about people not caring. People don't care, for one, and for two, if they do care, they're really supportive. I think community is everything. I wouldn't be able to do most of the things that I do without the community that I have here. Like, I mean, my chosen family, they have made all the difference throughout this entire school year. But on the path of self-betterment, it's not feeling like I'm alone is very important. And I haven't felt like I was alone, but I felt like I, me personally, was selling myself short and I was leaving myself out to dry. Like I was doing myself a disservice wanting to better myself, but not considering me and putting me first. I think that a lot of the time we get lost in the sauce and we don't realize that our biggest problems are right in our face. Like our biggest issues are the things that we choose to blatantly ignore continuously. Like if you know that what's causing you the most stress in your life is like your studies, but you never study and you just keep failing, you know, like sometimes we don't do what's best for us because the alternative is like, oh, I don't feel like it. Oh, I don't want to do it. Oh, that seems like a lot. Babe, nothing's going to change. You know, I think that they say Einstein once said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And in my mind, you know, I thought of a few other things that made sense in that respect. Like, oh, yeah, that's exactly how things work. Reading the same book over and over and over again doesn't give it a different ending, you know, like things, cycles repeat themselves. And I don't know what it is, but my life has shown me that, it's a thing. I have this thing about things happening annually, biannually. It'll be things like recurrences that just come up around the same time every year. It's actually really freaky, but I feel like it's the universe trying to show me something or trying to tell me something or give me a sign. And my faith is tested every day. Yes, it is. Every single day, it's a new curveball thrown at me. Like being who I am, doing what I do, being in school, working the way I do, trying to, you know, I tell people the things I do and they're like, oh, you like to be stressed out. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, honestly, I move better under pressure, knowing that it's people counting on me, knowing that it's things I have to do. Like, I feel important. I feel needed. I feel like I'm exerting myself and tapping into all of my potential, you know. Test your limits, people. Don't kill yourself and don't burn yourself out, but test your limits. So I've been doing that, and in the process I was like, dang, I'm really not putting myself first. I knew that there were things that were like stunting my growth and like directly just pushing me in a direction that I wasn't trying to go in, but I kept choosing it. So I brought it up to my therapist. I'm like, look, girly pop, I'm stuck. There's this thing in my life. There's this big obstacle, and I can't seem to get past it. I'm telling her these stories, and she's like, it seems like you know exactly what you need to do, but you're just not doing it. And I'm like, yeah. I also know this thing about myself. I've noticed I like people to tell me what to do. You know, making so many executive decisions in my life and being such a person who has to make so many decisions for other people, I want people to tell me what to do, you know? I think that if somebody else could give me advice or if I hear from someone else, I won't have to take the responsibility for it. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? You know, I have full jurisdiction over all of the things in my life. The power is in my hands. And that's the thing that I think a lot of us forget. We give everybody else agency over like really big decisions in our lives. And it's like, this is your decision. This is fully your decision. This is your choice. And like I said, something like not studying and then failing and then getting sad because you're failing. You had the option. You had the opportunity. It was always right there. You just didn't take it. So she was like, Jess, you know exactly what you need to do. And you sound like you want to do it. Why aren't you doing it? And if you're anything like me and you're overly considerate for other people's feelings and you want to put everybody else at the top of your list before you, like before you consider yourself, you consider everyone else, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to be considerate. It's a great thing to take other people's feelings into account and think, hey, how's this going to affect that person if I do this? How's this action going to affect this person? But sometimes the only thing that matters is what is going to happen to you. If you think about other people before you think about yourself, the decision you want to make is automatically not at the top of your list. You're considering somebody else first and you're going to do what they want, especially if you're thinking like I was and you're like, somebody needs to make this decision for me. You literally don't want to, you're stopping every, all signs point to you want somebody to control you. You want somebody to run your life. And I told you guys before that I have a problem with control. So I think I relinquished control in an area of my life that was the wrong one. I'm giving somebody else agency over the decisions I make that ultimately affect my mental health greatly. And I've been in a lot of relationships and I've talked about them before. And I was like, oh yeah, like they taught me a lot of things. And I was always like kind of sad that they ended the way they did. I was like, yeah, it would be nice if I could just, you know, I guess have a relationship where it doesn't, you know, blow up and is like a dumpster fire and we like are beefed out. But I soon realized that these people were not in contact for a reason. I don't hate anyone, definitely don't resent or regret even any of my past relationships. But I also realized at the same time, two things can be true at once. They happened and they also ended for a reason. Whatever the lesson they taught me was supposed to be in my adolescence, or however they helped me grow, or whatever things they showed me, whatever elements they brought to my life, they did it already, and the deed is done, the job is over, they're gone. So I think that it's all about stages. If there's something in your life that you can't let go of because you're putting somebody else before yourself, you need to stop. You need to realize everything is in your hands for one. You have full jurisdiction over every decision you make. It's your amendment right. Like all of these, you can do basically anything. We are a free people. So if you're giving somebody else, you know, full jurisdiction over everything that you do, or just in the areas where it's way too important to chance it, you're not going to feel good about the decisions you make. You're going to feel trapped. And I felt trapped for a very long time. I was on this high, and I'm, you know, advice is easier to give than it is to take. And I preach to you guys all the time, do this, do that, do this, do that. And honestly, up until like a few days ago, I felt really, really bad about who I was and what I was doing. Every day that I continued to let somebody else make decisions for me, I felt just a little bit guiltier. So I think that it's really important to understand, if you know that it is a decision that you should make, that you want to make, but you're not doing it because you're putting somebody else before you, or you're putting somebody else's feelings before yours, you should probably stop. You probably shouldn't do that. It's very important and essential even to realize, okay, it's time to put me first. I've been people-pleasing long enough. I've been overly considerate long enough. It's time I think about me, especially in this climate. Like I said, it's really, really hard to be a student right now. I mean, really freaking hard. You got enough on your plate. You do not need any added stress. I can't tell you how many nights I've lost the time to study or the time to do what I want, to have some recreational time to myself, to have some peace. To have some peace, because I was letting people stress me out. Like I said, baby, do you put you first and realize we are way too young to be letting people run our lives. Something has to give. And once you realize that you are your most valuable player, you are the main character in your life and you write your story, the importance of that will one day hit you. You'll get tired. Basically, that's what my therapist told me. She's like, you know exactly what you need to do, but I don't think you're tired enough yet. And then that's the thing. When you have your disciples decipher you and they talk to you like that and they're like, dang, you're going to take this? Like, this is really what you want for yourself? When somebody spits it to you straight, you kind of learn your lesson. You're like, oh, yeah, this sounds just as bad as it is, and I need to fix this. So I don't know. I don't know who needs to hear it, but whatever you're thinking about, that if there's a lot of signs in your life and they're all pointing to the same thing and they're like, hey, change this. And you've been like, I don't know if this is applicable. This is applicable. This is your sign that it's applicable. Do it. Change it. Fix it. Correct it. And it's okay, bestie. Everybody is on a different journey, a different path at a different time. If you're not there yet, you're not there yet. But let this be the thing. If I can give anybody a push in the right direction, please let this be the sign. Just do it. Just do it. You're seeing all those things for a reason. And the media, they're smart. They hear you talking. If you're talking about the things that are stressing you out and they're giving you signs like, hey, nudge, nudge, push, push, that For You page looking a little too accurate. Yeah. Yeah, that's your sign. And this is the affirmation that that is your sign. I'm just letting y'all know. It was killing me, and I don't want y'all to die. I don't want y'all to fall with me. I want y'all to come up, because I'm up. I'm up. I haven't been this happy in a long time. I'm telling you, just make the decision, whatever that decision in your life is, because I know we all got that thing. I know we all got that thing. Make the decision. Do it. Choose you. Pick you. Put yourself first. Don't wait for somebody else to pick you, because you'll be waiting too long. And whatever too long is it is too long because it's in somebody else's hands. Everything is up to chance if you putting that in somebody else's hands. Choose you. Do it for yourself. Okay, guys, that was all I had to say. It was really heavy on my heart, and I think that I feel so much better with the decision that I made. I mean, I just feel so much better knowing that I put me first for the first time in a very long time. Sometimes you just have to. It's like I said, you get tired enough and you decide to do what's right and what's best for you. And I'm proud of you, whatever that may be. If you make that decision to put you first, I'm proud of you. Know that somebody is in your corner rooting for you. And I'm always here for you guys. I leave my door open. Anybody who supports me, you know, I support you too. And if you need to talk, I'm always here, because I know that it can be hard and sometimes you just need that push. Yeah, do the thing. Do the thing. But I appreciate you guys tuning in this week. I hope you enjoyed the music as much as I've been enjoying the music. And I hope that this resonated with somebody. I hope this hit home. If you're just here to give me the stream, I also appreciate you, bestie. If you don't need anybody to tell you to put yourself first, good job. You've been doing the work. Good job. But if you did, I hope that this touched you. I hope that this hit you. And I hope that you make the right decision and you choose yourself. It's about time that we choose ourselves. We can't wait on people to do it for us. And remember, when healing, it's okay to have random thoughts where you think about somebody that wasn't good to you, or if you missed them, or if you find yourself looking back on old pictures or going through old memories, reading old things. That does not mean that you are not healing, because one, healing isn't linear, and two, it shows that you're growing. It's a sign of growth. The most important thing is to be able to reminisce without regressing. It's a feeling of emotions. Everything is happening for you and not to you. You feel like this for a reason. Never let yourself stop feeling. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you for tuning in, and I will see you next week. Bye.